This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. When authors get a bad review, they often complain their books have been misunderstood. It's rare for that complaint to be taken seriously, but in our regular Wednesday book segment, Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates reports on a recent case where a panned book was given a second chance.
In April, Harvard Law professor Alan Dershowitz published his most recent book, America on Trial, Inside the Legal Battles That Transformed Our Nation, from the Salem Witches to the Guantanamo Detainees. And like a lot of books, it was reviewed in Publishers Weekly, one of the industry's most influential trade journals. In keeping with PW tradition, the review was anonymous. It was cutting, saying Dershowitz's book, quote, had more than a little scent of student research about it, and lashing him for, quote, his love of cliché masked as insight. Like a lot of aggrieved authors, Dershowitz wrote to the source of his pain. He emailed Publishers Weekly editor-in-chief Nora Rawlinson, complaining that her reviewer had slammed him, not his work. Dershowitz didn't expect much. He says he's written about a dozen nasty, his word, letters to reviewers over his 21-book career, but this was different.
This time, to get this letter back saying, you're right, we've withdrawn the review, I thought it was a fake. I thought somebody in my office was kidding around.
But, in fact, the editors were quite serious, says PW's forecast editor, Jeff Selesky, who says the review was overly personal and should not have been published in its original form.
It was simply inappropriate lack of focus on the reviewer's part.
So Publishers Weekly did something it doesn't seem to have done in the history of its existence. Although Dershowitz didn't specifically request it, last week PW published a second review by a different, still anonymous, reviewer. Dershowitz says he's happier with this new review because he thinks it was more fair. He insists he's not against being criticized, but the way Publishers Weekly handles reviews makes pans even more problematic.
First of all, they do anonymous reviews. Number two, it's a trade magazine. It's designed to tell the store owners and the distributors what the book's about.
In the case of someone like Alan Dershowitz, a controversial and sometimes polarizing public figure who isn't shy about using media to publicize his projects, it may be hard for some reviewers to separate their personal feelings about the author from their professional evaluation of his work. Jeff Selesky says PW shouldn't use reviewers who can't compartmentalize the two.
We review about 8,000 books a year at Publishers Weekly, and probably maybe once a year, maybe less, something like this comes up, something just gets through that shouldn't have gotten through despite our vetting process. And we regretted it, and we felt that the fair and honorable thing to do was to reassign the book for review.
So a rare exception was made. But disgruntled authors who want to take a page from Alan Dershowitz's book, be warned. Publishers Weekly isn't going to make reassigning reviews a habit just because you don't like their assessment of your book. Editor Jeff Selesky.
I don't think it's going to happen often. And in fact, any author who does feel that they were reviewed by us and not their book, I would welcome them to contact me.
Uh-oh. He's probably going to need a bigger inbox. For Day to Day, I'm Karen Grigsby Bates.